Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, as we take a look at this grain market trade, not a whole lot of change since the open. Beans are holding steady. Spring wheat, good strength there holding on, but the other wheat markets, Chicago KC and corn, have backed off a little bit. Been pretty quiet so far this morning. What are you seeing in the grain trade?
Yeah, we saw good buying of the commodity sector and overnight trade. And we're still in the green for most of the major commodities. Crude oil led the way to new seven-year highs. It's backed well off of its early recession highs. And with that, we've seen a little bit of a back off in the ag commodities as well. But mostly still in the green. We're seeing a little bit of red now showing up for corn and for select contracts of various other commodities. But overall, it's a positive day. Focus on inflation going forward. That's helping support the grains. Probably the biggest drivers are, once again, spring wheat because of the tight supplies that we're seeing, as well as the edible oils, which include palm oil, canola oil, soybean oil, etc., which is helping to support those double-digit gains in soybeans.
Now, over in livestock, Arlen, I know that cattle-out feed report we saw on Friday, that's having an influence on this cattle market here on Monday. Talk about that a little bit and what you're seeing in cattle and hogs here today.
Yeah, Friday's cattle on feed report showed about 4% higher placements than what was anticipated. So lower placements than what was anticipated. That was supportive of the market coming into today. We also saw about 661,000 weekly slaughter for last week, which is about 5,000 head higher than what was anticipated. That was also supportive. We've remained in here pretty strong near the open overall, with the gains have been somewhat limited by the fact that we still have that disconnect between demand for product and what the packer margins are and the cash market. We expect the cash market to generally be steady to firm, just like we expected last week, but last week disappointed, came in just steady. So that's limiting the gains from otherwise a friendly atmosphere this morning.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with John Heimberg from Total Farm Marketing. It's been our Market Talk Midday Commentary for Monday, October 25th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.